Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, I'm Jesse McAnally.
And I am Andrew DeWolf.
And welcome to Musicals with Cheese, a podcast where I try to get Andrew to like musical theater. And today, we totally and sincerely have a very special episode for you.
Wait, this is a special episode? What makes it so special?
We were invited to a preview performance of a brand new musical that you might have heard of. It's called Avatar, an unauthorized parody. I say Avatar because it has two V's, for legal reasons, probably.
Are you sure that's not pronounced Avatar?
No. That's just a design choice on their website. It's Avatar.
Oh, Avatar. Okay, that
or
makes sense.
Or is it Avatar? Avatar.
Man, I cannot wait to get back to Pandora. It has been so long since I've been there. I love the blue people that are cats.
Andrew.
What's that?
They're not blue. They are yellow and black now. And they are underwater as opposed to flying.
They're bees underwater.
Basically, yes. You saw the show, too. You should know these things.
I did see the show, so of course I do know that they are bees that are underwater.
You and I snuck into a preview performance after sneaking into several rehearsals. We kind of saw it devolve into nonsense.
They asked us to be in the show because, you know, we're big stars, we're very famous. And I said, well, if I'm not going to be in a B show unless I'm playing Barry B. Benson.
But brought to life by visionary director Zoe Taylor, Avatar the Musical is a theatrical event of the century, transporting captive audiences to other worlds with a lush epic score from creators Bobby Kearns and Kay Fields. Avatar the Musical takes you way beyond your wildest expectations, defying gravity and logic. I think they're going to have to get sued by Stephen Schwartz next. This heroic science fiction tale of survival, starring Broadway diva Emma Olivia, pushes the boundaries of theatrical technology to create an immersive, unforgettable, groundbreaking, must-see live event. Produced by legends Cheryl Phillips and Steve Jones, Avatar the Musical is the ultimate mind-bending, visceral joyride. You notice how they didn't promote it on anything having to do with being related to Avatar, despite it being very much related to Avatar.
Well, it's clearly Avatar, which is a very different
thing. It's a different thing, you know?
It's a different thing.
I mean, what did you think of what this is based on? What was your thoughts on Avatar, the Avatar movie? Not to be confused with Avatar the Last Airbender.
The Avatar movie, which you know, was a hugely successful 3D James Cameron masterpiece with 8 or 9 sequels currently in the works. I don't remember a single thing about it. So that's what I think about it.
So this might be super accurate to it, because honestly, that movie is like the biggest blue pill I've ever taken. I'd go in there and then I forgot everything I looked at.
Yeah, it's like The Matrix, but like not interesting and terrible. Wait, what are we talking about?
That's just the movie Avatar. But Avatar is a completely different thing. It opened at the Mark Hellinger Theater Actually, it's going to open at the Mark Hellinger Theater on April 29th. So if you guys haven't heard...
Is this the first time we're talking about something before it comes out?
Yes. We've never been able to sneak in and get some information this early on. Avatar is really going to be something brand new and wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be a big event for the whole family, or maybe not the whole family, maybe more like just the adults in the family.
I mean, let's talk about the cast a little bit. It's Emma Olivia Caron. She is the star. She's the Broadway diva of the moment, a walking nightmare, as we've heard about it. She is a millennial, and really, that's as good as you get, like, nowadays.
See, I like millennials. I like avocados. I like toast. I like...
Do you like avocados, though?
Avocado toast. So I really relate to the star. I don't see the black and yellow, though. I'm pretty sure there was blue paint in this.
Andrew, black and yellow. It's very important. Let's not forget the Avatar book writer, Kay Fields, who, it's very progressive. Like, much like Emoji Land, it has a female book writer.
Well, that's a good thing. Did they change anything about the movie? Because if I remember correctly, it's very much like a white savior story. I feel like it was there, but honestly, I may have fallen asleep and accidentally woke up. Well, I may have fallen asleep during Avatar and then woke up and Pocahontas was playing. So honestly, I can't remember.
There's a big tree. I remember a big tree.
Mel Gibson, isn't it?
Mel Gibson?
Yeah. Oh, was that Pocahontas?
That was Pocahontas, yeah.
Sorry.
Yes. We have her as the original book writer, but then they replaced her with Thomas, who is the new book writer. So they've removed the female book writer and replaced it with a male book writer, Andrew. I feel like we should boycott this show, honestly.
I mean, I don't know if that's worthy of boycotting. I mean, I don't want to advocate a boycott. Because namely, when boycotts happen, they generally don't work, so.
I mean, they do. I've never seen it not work.
Have you been alive in, like, the past couple of years?
Yeah, I guess. I was too busy watching Avatar for the 20th time.
Just what is even happening? I don't think we can keep this bit up anymore.
Shut up. We gotta keep the bit up. Stop it.
We can't keep the bit up
keep
anymore.
Keep the bit up. Keep it up.
Jess, it's crumbling. Everything's falling. The set's gone, Jess. We're not even wearing a mask anymore.
Avatar is produced by Steve Jones, who is a very legendary producer, ruthless and borderline sociopathic. He's a bit of a high character there. He has a lot of stuff he's dealing with.
I feel like we're looking at the picture of him, and I feel like I recognize him from something. Was he in like a really famous show about Tom and Jerry?
Maybe. He does look a lot like the gentleman who did the voice of the jitterbug in Tom and Jerry Back to Oz.
That's true. He does look a lot like that person, but that person wasn't named Steve Jones, was he?
No. His name was James Monroe Iglehart.
Yeah. I suppose I'm just...
You're just a silly fucking goose is what I'm telling you, Andrew.
It's the goatee.
So, if you guys don't quite know yet... I'm sure we can't be insincerely ourselves for more than like 5 seconds. This is an ad for As the Curtain Rises, which is a soap opera podcast on the Broadway Podcast Network, which we're also a part of. And they are premiering their finale episode on April 29th. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've listened to the show. Sincerely, I do highly recommend it. It's got people like Alex Brightman, Andrew Barth Feldman, James Monroe Iglehart, Ramin Karimloo, Ariana DeBose, a lot of famous people, a lot of good people that we all know and love in it. And I honestly don't think you guys, I think it would be right up your alley. So we're turning off the insincere pretending button right now and telling you, go check this out.
We are incapable of bamboozling anyone.
Literally.
We simply cannot do it.
We are terrible at this. I have to appreciate folks like Nathan Fielder who can kind of like keep it on and turn it on. Whereas I'm just like, I can't lie for very long. I'm bad at lying for one.
I am so bad at sarcasm that no one can tell when I'm being sarcastic, which is not a good thing.
It also makes you really good for a podcast, as sad as that is.
I'm good at this? I don't know about that.
I don't know. I know that any podcast I do without you, I probably won't succeed at.
Well, that makes me the common thread, I suppose.
You are. But you know what, guys? Check out Avatar the Musical, now playing at the Mark Hellinger Theater.
What's your cheese rating?
Oh, cheese my rating. Cheese rating! I am giving this blue cheese.
I was gonna say that, you mother...
Ah, you asked me, though. You asked me!
You piece of shit! All right, I'm done. The April Fool's is done. We're done.
Come on, what's your cheese rating?
Blue cheese, I was... Ah!
Ah,
I was
right.
Gonna say it because of the blue the cat people.
Happy unrelated first day of April to anything else we're doing. I hope you have a great week and stuff. Happy Easter, probably. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. What a fucking mess.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.